Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Behind the Headlines is a podcast hosted by Insurance Insider senior reporter Sam Casey. Sam covers the major stories shaping the London market as he explains to listeners what these developments mean for the reinsurance sector. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and it's my pleasure now to welcome in Sam Casey. Sam, great to see you today.
John, it's good to speak with you.
So, Sam, why don't you start by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I've been a journalist for the Insurance Insider for about 5 years now. We cover everything that's going on in the London market to do with insurance and reinsurance. I personally have a bit of a specialization in subjects like marine and energy. There's been no shortage of stuff going on there with the energy transition, the recent events in Baltimore, for example. And I've also in the past written about things like contingency, which was a big deal during the pandemic when the whole world was shut down. So, yeah, I've had plenty to keep me and hopefully our readers entertained over the last 5 years.
Yeah, you certainly have had a lot on your plate. And Sam, we mentioned your podcast. It's called Behind the Headlines. What was the impetus for putting this podcast together?
Well, for a start, we wanted to do something new. We're a heavily website-based publication doing written stories, breaking lots of news, which goes down well. But we wanted to provide our audience with a different way to hear about what we do. We also wanted to give them a bit of background about how we go about getting our stories. A lot of people tend to be quite intrigued about where we find things out. So we wanted to give them a hint of how we operate, introduce them to our journalists a bit more so they can listen to us, and also get the perspectives of some of the top executives in the market who we are getting on to interview.
So tell us a little bit about the podcast itself, Sam. How long have you been doing it? How many episodes have you recorded? What sort of subject matter do you tackle?
We've done 5 episodes so far, and we have tackled so many different subjects. It's been really interesting. We've had a discussion about a very nascent class of business, which is carbon credit insurance, which people are increasingly looking at as a big growth opportunity. It's been compared to the next cyber potentially in terms of its scale. We've had interviews about the political violence market in the wake of all the tragic things happening in the Middle East, where we talked about the Baltimore Bridge, as I mentioned earlier. And we've had some general all-encompassing interviews with some top executives to get their general take on market conditions, like Alistair Swift from WTW and Paul Brand, our most recent guest, who's the CEO of Comex.
So, yeah, you mentioned interviews. Typically, what kind of guests are you getting there?
Well, we're trying to get all sorts. We're trying to get the top executives from different businesses to get a very top-down perspective on what they're thinking about, how they're positioning their businesses as we go into a different phase of the insurance market. And then we're also looking to feature specific line of business subject experts to really laser in on specific themes. Like when we talked about, for example, political violence, we had a head of political violence, Sandy Warne from Howden Reed, who specializes in doing exactly that kind of thing on a daily basis. So it was really able to give us some very granular detail about what's going on in that market.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Sam, everybody who's got a podcast wonders about their listeners. Who are you finding that your listeners are?
I think we're getting listeners from across the London market, which is predominantly what we write about. We're trying to both draw in our existing readers to give them something new as a new way to explore our content, but also trying to get in different people from all over. The podcast is free to air, so anyone can listen to it if they have even the most rudimentary kind of technology. And also even my mother is listening to it, who has no involvement in insurance whatsoever. So I'm not sure if that's an endorsement or not, but there you go.
I'm sure your mom's your number one fan. So what sort of feedback are you getting from your listeners, and especially your mom?
Well, I think the listeners' feedback has generally been good. I think we've had an interesting variety of guests, which people enjoy. We also have a rundown of the top stories from the past fortnight in the insurance industry, which is discussed with me and my colleagues. So we're trying to keep things very fresh and relevant. And I think people who have busy lives don't necessarily have time to read about every minutiae and coming and going every day of the week enjoy having a fortnightly rundown of what's going on.
So, Sam, what are some of the big questions that you're hoping to answer for your listeners?
I think at the moment, the general sentiment we're getting, both me and my colleagues reporting in Insurance Insider, is that we're entering a slightly different phase of the market cycle. We've had a long period of hardening, some big nat cats, and then this appears to be hitting its peak and changing. So we're looking at what's going to happen for the next phase of the insurance market, and then also addressing lots of the big overarching themes. How's the insurance industry going to cope with the energy transition, both to support it? What are the challenges? What are the challenges around cyber, all these new emerging risks? And what is happening, which maybe from a business perspective, the insurance industry could do more of?
You know, as a journalist, Sam, I certainly don't need to tell you there are just so many platforms out there these days. How do you cut through all the white noise?
I think it helps that we have a strong and established brand. People are familiar with our stuff, so they know that they're hopefully going to get an appropriate level of quality with what we do. We're trying to get on a variety of people to get through. Just asking the right questions. But as you say, there's lots of people doing the same stuff. It's always good to be involved in a thriving industry with plenty of healthy competition. So yes, it wouldn't be as fun as if we didn't have other people to try and outdo and also get inspiration and ideas from.
So I got to ask, what are the future plans for Behind the Headlines?
I think we just want to keep on getting the biggest and best guests in as possible. We'll be attending, I think, some of the big industry events, such as in Monte Carlo, and hoping to provide plenty of coverage around there. And yeah, just more good interviews is the main plan.
Sam Casey, what a pleasure it is to speak with you today.
And you too. Thanks for having me on.
That was Sam Casey from the Behind the Headlines podcast, and I'm John Weber for IAM Best TV.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be IAM Best TV, IAM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.